Well, welcome to my little bonus podcast today, where we're actually going to be talking about healing, because the Lord began to speak to me during this season of COVID-19. People are under attack. They're in great fear, and America is under siege when it comes to sickness and disease and dis-ease. And, you know, God spoke to me years ago and said, hearing equals healing. I want you to say that with me out loud. Hearing equals healing. That's right. If you hear too much about COVID, you get to thinking that COVID's going to kill me. COVID's going to destroy me. Oh my gosh, I'm afraid of COVID. I'm not saying COVID's not real, but I say it's not any more real, and it is less effective and less powerful than the name of Jesus, because the Bible said at that name, the name of Jesus, that every name should bow. Well, COVID has a name. Cancer has a name. So today I want you to make sure that you comment back about this podcast. I want you to share about this. I want you to screenshot it and post it, because this is the cure for COVID. I'm telling you right now. Mark 6, verse 5, it says this. It said, and Jesus could do no miracles there because of their unbelief. Why could he do any miracles? He was the Son of God. He couldn't do it because of their unbelief. He laid hands on a few sick folk and people were healed. But he also wondered at their unbelief as he went around teaching from village to village. Again, hearing equals hearing. If you go to the wrong church, you get to thinking, well, God put this sickness and disease on you to teach you something. He didn't do that. I got a little grandson that was just born a couple days ago, little Liam Austin. And I do not plan on taking him out in traffic and throwing him in front of a bus and saying, hey, I know that really hurt, but you got to be careful. It broke your leg, but it could have killed you. I'm not going to take him to the stove and put his hand on a hot stove and go, see, I need to teach you something. It's really hot, isn't it? It burns you, but you'll heal up eventually. Well, God is a better God than we are, a father or a grandfather. So he knows for sure he does not put sickness and disease on you to teach you anything. Well, you say, well, where does it come from? Well, I'm glad you asked. It comes from the devil. The devil comes to do what? Steal, kill, and to destroy. But Jesus said, I came that you might have life. But there in Mark 6, we just read that he couldn't do any miracle because of their unbelief. And I've heard people my whole life go, well, there's nothing God can't do. Yeah, there is something he can do. He can't do. He can't make you pay your tithes. He can't make you make the right decision. It's his will that none should perish, but not all come to repentance and people go to hell. God doesn't send them there. It's the choices that we make that send us there. So God can't do anything, or he would have healed all these people here and said he could not. He could not. Jesus could not do any mighty works there because of their unbelief. Again, the topic today on the bonus podcast is hearing equals healing. If you keep hearing negative news, continue to have faith in COVID, continue to have faith in cancer, continue to have faith in sugar diabetes, continue to have faith in a hyperactive thyroid, then that tends to manifest in your life. But if you're hearing teaching like you're hearing right now, the Word of God will become a medicine to you. And it'll do for you what doctors can't do, what physicians can't do, what surgery can't do. I'm telling you, doctors can do for you what HMO managers could never, ever figure out. Because Jesus came down from the staircase of heaven, died on the cross, and it says, by his stripes you are healed. Okay, so by his stripes you are healed. Not waiting to see if it's God's will. God put this on you to teach you something. No. So let's talk about COVID being a curse. COVID is a curse because anything that's not good didn't come from God. Well, it came from the devil, came from the thief, and he's trying to steal your joy, steal your healing through sickness and disease. Okay, so Luke 13, verse 10, it says, and Jesus was teaching in one of their synagogues on the Sabbath day, and behold, there was a woman who had a spirit of infirmity. Notice this wasn't just a regular sickness. This thing was a spirit. It's almost like COVID is a pandemic. It's a spirit of infirmity for 18 years, and she was bowed over together and in no wise could lift herself up. Verse 13, we jump there for the sake of time, and it says, and he laid hands on her, and immediately she was made straight and began to glorify God. That's Luke 13, 10 through 13. So we see sickness is on her. It's not just a sickness, it's a spirit. And then we see her bowed over, because that's what the devil will do. He'll bow you over, pull you down, can't walk, can't talk. You're just walking around defeated all the time, feeling so bad. But it said when Jesus laid hands on her, immediately she was made straight. And then what was the next thing to happen? She glorified God. God loves healing. Why? It gives him glory. People say, look what God did. Look how God healed me. Look how God delivered me. God loves getting praise and worship because that's what he deserves, because he's God and we're not. So this woman in verse 16, same chapter, if you're driving down the road, you can write it down later, Luke 13. If you go to verse 16, it said, ought not this woman being the daughter of Abraham, who Satan hath bound, underline that in your mind, who Satan hath bound, lo, these 18 years, is loosed from her bond on the Sabbath day. There were some religious people of that day trying to argue the fact that Jesus should have never healed her on the Sabbath day. Isn't that funny? You think they would be rejoicing, but they're like, if she got her healing, but you shouldn't have done it on the Sabbath day. That's, you can't do that under this Abrahamic law. He says, Satan bound her. I don't care what day it is. I don't care what year it is. I don't care what disease it is. Satan bound her, and I have loosed her. And I'm telling you, there's a lot of people, you listen to me right now by the sound of my voice. We're 5 minutes, 55 seconds into a podcast. You've been bound by a spirit of fear of COVID, cancer, lack, defeat, depression, whatever this thing is that ails you. God didn't bring it to you. The devil did it. And today, hearing equals healing. I want you to say it with me. Hearing equals healing. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. That's why the Bible said, take heed what you hear. My God, this is phenomenal teaching right now. I'm telling you, this is what Jesus did. He died and was resurrected, and he is the anointed healer, the Messiah. And he's done everything he's going to do about healing you. Now it's up to you to make that next move. Now listen, we got to go because it's just a little quick bonus podcast. This isn't something I do from church. I just do it extra for you. I want you today to screenshot this podcast and put it on your Instagram. I want you to put it on Twitter. I want you to maybe even just screen record the whole, 7 minutes and play it for your friends, because the information that I gave to you today will remove COVID, cancer, fear, and anything else that ails you. And it could be very liberating for people, because the Bible says you'll know the truth and the truth will set you free. But so many people don't know the truth. They go to the wrong church, to the wrong thing, for the wrong preacher. He doesn't know anything about healing. How are you going to get healing at a church where the guy says, well, you never know what God's going to do. Bless his holy name. That's offensive. We know it. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's a good God, and he's going to heal you. So again, share it with everybody you know. And I think we're going to pick up right along this line next week. Check it out.